Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chumash Daf Ayin Hey, and we're starting right at the top of the Amud and the Vilna Tzuras Daf. It's on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, a few lines before the end of the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas, Marks Miriam Sarah, Basu Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing the Isra of Giloy, that if a person leaves milk, wine, or water uncovered and left open, and he's not in the room, or Chashish that a snake slithered out of his hole, drank from it, left its poison inside, and therefore it's dangerous to drink from this, and we have to spill it out, even if it's true, what the Mishnah said. However, in the previous Amud, we had learned that in regards to wine, there's a terem if it's one of three things. If it's chad, it's spicy. If it's mar, bitter. Or if it's masik, if it's sweet, meaning it was mevushal, it was cooked, so then a snake is not going to drink from it, and there's no problem with giloy. However, now the Gemara tells us, Rav Imi, Havalei Orchin, Rav Imi had guests, and he told him, Ilula desgali chamr vashla didi, if not for the fact that my cooked wine was giloy, havina mashkil chan mine, I would have given it to you, but since it's giloy, I have to spill it out. So Armalei Rav Bibi, who was one of his guests, told him, Isai, give it to me, van nashasai, and I'm going to drink it, because there's no problem with giloy when we're dealing with mevushal wine. So Amar, Rav Imi told him, by Yomus, a person who wants to die, Yezel Yomus Gabese, let him go die in his house. And clearly Rav Imi held that there's no heter of giloy when we're dealing with mevushal wine. And therefore he told Rav Bibi, you want to drink it? Gazunta hate, but go home. I don't want you dying in my house. And we continue with this, Bayudani Gloy Kunditun Dide, Bayar Gloy's Kunditun, which is spiced wine, came gully, it was open, and also Shal Rabbanin, he came and asked Rabbanin what the halacha is. Amrilay, they told him, Asur, you're not allowed to drink it. Ask the Gemara, Vloikin, Amr Yitzchak Bar Nachman, Bishem Rav Yishua ben Levi, wasn't something that we learned yesterday? Hachad v'amarva masoik, if it's spicy, bitter, or sweet, and Mishum Giloy. There's no issue of Giloy. Spicy is referring to Kunditun, so there's no issue with it. So Gemara tells us, Rabban de Kesaron answered Bishim Rav Chia Bar Titas, Bahu de Shachik Chad Lithlasa. That's only if 1 to 3 was ground inside there. Kunditun is spiced wine that has pepper in it, and so there's only no issue of Giloy when the proportion of pepper to wine is 1 in 3 parts. But if it's anything less than that, there is a problem with Giloy. And Bon Kumi Rabavo, they asked him from Rabavo, Yanchan is Bashal Shan is Gala Mahu. What about wine that was cooked and it was Giloy? So Amalani, he told him, Karina Tzrichel Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan, he had a whole question about Karina, which is naturally sweet wine. Batun Shalom Li, and you're asking me about this? Like Kol Sheken Yain Mevushal. For sure, Yain Mevushal, there's no issue, because Yain Mevushal is sweet wine, but it was made sweet because it was cooked. And if Rabbi Yechanan has a suffix about naturally sweet wine, whether or not there's an issue of Giloy, so for sure, if you made it sweet, if you cooked it, if it was Mevushal, there's definitely no problem with Giloy. However, Al Shalom Rabbi Yitzchak, he went up and asked Rabbi Yitzchak, and Amrlei, he told him, Usser, there is an issue. And then in Rabbi Vo remembered the Amr Rabbi Yechanan said, Usser. Then in regards to Karina, this naturally sweet wine, it actually is usher because of Giloy, and therefore the question was a valid one in regards to Yain Mevushal that was physically cooked, and that's why it's sweet, because Karina turned out to be usher, so maybe Yain Mevushal is also usher. And Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says the name of Imi, who says B'Shem Rav Blazer, Imay Nechnas V'yotze Mutter. In regards to Isra of Giloy, if a person's constantly going in and out of the room, there's no Isra of Giloy, because a snake sees that he's coming in and out, and it's afraid to drink. And a story about this, Bar Netuza, which is the name of fellow, is Galileg Yisei, his barrel was left open, and all Shalor of Babar Mamel, he went up and asked for Babar Mamel, Amalehi told him, if you or somebody else was going in and out of the room, so it's mutter, because a snake definitely didn't come drink from it because he's afraid of you. And another heter of Yaakov Bar Acha says the name of Imi, who says B'Shem Blazer, if the person's sleeping in the room where the wine or water is, so it's mutter to drink from it as well, because a snake is afraid of a sleeping person and he won't come to drink from it. Rav Chanin and Rav Yishuv ben Levi have an argument about this. Chanamar 1 says Yashin mutter, that if a person's sleeping in the same room as his wine, it's mutter and there's no problem with Giloy. Whereas Bacharna Amar, the other one, says Yashin Usser, that if he's sleeping there, it's Usser and the snake's not afraid of him. And v'lo yadin, it's not known, mana mardo, who said this one and who said that one. However, now the Gemara tells us, from Mistabra, the Amr of Chanina, Yashin Mutter, it's logical to say that it was Rav Chanina that holds that Yashin is Mutter, the B'chol Atar, Rav Blazer, Samach Rav Chanina, because in all places we find that Rav Blazer, his Shita is aligned with Rav Chanina's, and since Rav Blazer said that Yashin is Mutter, it must be that Rav Chanina as well said that Yashin is Mutter. I know we have a story about Yashin. Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, Mishtaya Han Uvda, Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul used to tell over this story, Chad Itza in regards to a woman, Havas Rach Mitzvah Sagi, she loved mitzvahs, especially tzedakah. Chadzman one time, Saul Kabach had misken, an ani, a poor person, came to her, and Yavos Kumei Mechal, she placed a plate of fruit in front of him so that he could eat. Now, Kiachal, as he was eating, that's proper girsa, Ergashas Baila, she realized that her husband's on his way home, and he's going to get upset that she gave their food to the ani. So Isla Kiahavte Gayelisa, she made him get up, and she put the ani in the attic. And Yavos Kumei Bala Diechal, she took this plate of food that she had put in front of the ani, and she placed it in front of her husband so that he should eat. And Achal, he ate some of the food, numb, he dozed off, Vidamachle, and then he fell asleep. And while he was sleeping by the table, right next to his food, Asa Chivya, a snake slithered out, and ate from what was in front of him. And Vahav Mistakelbe, the ani was looking at the snake, watching him eat from the plate. Now, in the Isar, when the fellow woke up, Kami got up, and by Mechel and Madahavakumai, he wanted to continue eating from what was in front of him. And Shariahu de Lisa Melule Bay, this fellow, this ani who's in the attic, started yelling at him, don't eat it, there's poison inside. Now, what do we learn from here? Hada Amr, this tells us that Yashin Mutter, when a person's sleeping, a snake is afraid of him. because why else would have this fellow continued eating from his plate? He should have woken up and said, oh, I was sleeping, maybe a snake ate from it. And from the fact that he was about to start eating, we see that Yashin is mutter. And you're going to ask, but why wasn't the snake afraid of him? The answer to that would be, this snake is different, but most snakes would be afraid of him. However, now the Gemara says, this whole thing's not a raya, because boor hava, that's a proper girsa. This fellow's a boor, he was illiterate, he was unlearned, he was an am aretz, so he didn't know anything about giloy and not giloy, yes snakes, no snakes, sleeping, no sleeping. He fell asleep in the middle of eating, he woke back up and he's going to continue eating. And therefore we have no raya that Yashin is mutter. But now we just ask on the story, if ain't asr mishum yichud, isn't this wife asr to her husband because of yichud? She was miyachid with this ani that was in her house, because we had said that her husband was on his way home. That means the husband wasn't there at the time, and there's a classic case of yichud, so she should be asr to her husband now. And that's at least according to the Rishalmi, who holds that a woman would be asr if she's miyachid with a foreign man. So Mar Ayin Heyom based on top answer is that no, mikivin d'loy chashad al hada, loy chashad al hada. Since he wasn't chashad on this, he's not chashad on that. As the pasuk says, kinafu v'dam biyadeim, for they were adulterous and there's blood on their hands. In other words, a person's only chashad on arayas if he's chashad for bloodshed. But this person wasn't chashad on bloodshed. He was hiding in the attic and he jumped out yelling, hey, don't eat that. The snake took a bite from it and you might die. So we clearly see that the ani is not chashad on shvichas dam. He wanted to save the Baal Bayis' life. And therefore that means that he's not chashad on arayas either. And that's why the woman is not usher, because even though she was miyachid with him, we definitely know that they didn't do any aver together. And now we have quite the story. The Gemara continues. Ma'aseh b'tavcha b'tzipari. There was a story with a butcher in Tzipari. Shaya machal Yisrael neveilos u'treifes. He would feed Yidin neveilos and treifes, which means he was selling treif meat to them. Pamachas one time, shasa yayin be'erev Yom Kippurim. That's proper girsa. He drank too much wine in Erev Yom Kippur and he became drunk. Va'al lagag. He went up to his roof. V'nafal umeis. He fell off and he died. And just then it became Yom Kippur. Va'yu klavim lakin medamai. And dogs came along and they were licking his blood. So also Mishal and Reb Chanina. People came along and asked Reb Chanina, Mahu mir misem in kumeihain. Could we move him from them? It's not b'chavadik to have a person's blood being licked by dogs, but we know that it misses mukta on Yom Kippur, so he can't be moved. The question is, are we allowed to move him? Amr loin, so he told them, Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Ubasar besada trefa lo yisachelu. Meat that became trefa, don't eat it. Lakel tashlichan oisai, throw it to the dogs. Vizeh, hayu gazels haklavim. This fellow was stealing from dogs. Umachas Yisrael. He was taking dogs' meat and he was feeding it to Yidin. The proper gear says to take out the words Amr loin, Arpunun, he told them, leave them alone. Timidid hain inun achlin, because they're eating their own. This meat is rightfully theirs. In other words, they're allowed to continue licking this butcher's blood. I think Mark continues with another story. There was a story with a chassid. So this fellow was a pious guy. Shay Magalgal Begilo Yayin. He was Magalgal, which means he was Mezalzel. He degraded the whole idea of Gilo Yayin and he used to drink it. And Pamachas Lakab Dalekes. One time he got a Dalekes, which in modern day Hebrew means an infection. And over here means that he was affected by the poison that was in the wine. Vero Isa Yoshev Darsh Biyam Kippurim. And they saw him darshaning Anyam Kippur, Utsluchas Shalmayim Biyadai. And he had a flask of water in his hand because he had to drink the water due to the poison that he drank. And so we see that he was publicly embarrassed because of his zilzol of the Stakana Drabanon of Giloy. And another story, Chad Bar Nasha was a fellow, Igli Le Gerav the Chamar, a barrel of wine became Giloy. So Azal Bar Ruvas Suma Rabbal and Shmechine. He went on Erev Yom Kippur. Suma Rabba means great fast, which is referring to Yom Kippur. So he went on Erev Yom Kippur to pour it out because it was Giloy. Now Chamse Chad, a different fellow, saw him and Amrlei told him, Havili Nishtaye, let me drink it. Why are you pouring out your barrel of wine? So Amrlei told him, Lav Mikli Hu, isn't it Usr because of Giloy? That's why I'm pouring it out. So Amrlei, the fellow, told him, Havili, give it to me, Umar de Tsuma Lekum, and the master of the fast, he's going to make sure it's okay. In other words, Hashem told us to fast on Yom Kippur, which means it's a mitzvah to eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur. So Hashem's going to take care of me. I don't have to worry. And Lo Yisbek Mishti, he didn't have a chance to even drink from this wine, Adis Chalchal, and he saw the poison floating to the top. And this was a clear revelation to the fellow that we don't play around with these takanas, that there's no games over here, and we can't be makel with this. Now the Gemara tells us, Rav Yirmiyah says, B'shem Rav Chia Brava, Kol Ersin Malin Chatatin. All poisons, from creepy crawlies, for example, that's going to make a person develop boils. Ve'eris Nachash, Memes, but poison of a snake is going to kill. We have to add the following line to the Girsa. Rav Yirmiyah says, B'shem Rav Chia Brava, Ain Nishalan Al Giloy. One's not allowed to be shoyal on Giloy. If a person has a suffix whether or not his wine became Giloy, we don't ask about that. We're Machmir, because we don't play around with this. It's not a joke. Now the Gemara tells us, Rav Yirmiyah Shalal Rav Zera. Rav Yirmiyah asked Rav Zera a question about Giloy. So the Gemara asks, Marish Muasa Shalalei, the master of this memory himself is asking, Rav Yirmiyah just told us that we're not allowed to ask about Giloy, and you always have to be Machmir. So I asked Rav Yirmiyah himself asking Rav Zera about a case of Giloy. So the Gemara answers, Misnam Neim Haya, he was just dozing off, meaning he was by a barrel of wine and he dozed off momentarily, and it's very, very unlikely that a snake came, but even so, he was machmir on himself, and that's why he came to ask a question. But in a standard case, if there's a real suffix, maybe a snake came, maybe it didn't, that's something that you definitely don't ask about, and you have to be machmir. Now, the Gemara tells the story, Reb Zeira Hava Yosef Eichol, Reb Zeira was sitting and eating, Vahava Domech, and he was nodding off and falling asleep, and while he was doing so, Yaev Yadeh Al Tumnasa, he put his hand on the dish to cover it over from snakes, so that there won't be an issue of Gilui when he wakes up. Now, when he woke up, Va'amar Lain, he told the people of his house, Idalkun Butzina, light a lamp. Idalkun the lit one, Va'ashkun Shifufina, Shuhu Daimla Sara, Karachale. He found a Shifufina, which is a snake, that was like a hair. It was this tiny, skinny little snake that was wrapped around his food. And Amar Leh, he addressed the snake and told it, Rishia, Leavina Zarbach, wasn't I careful about you? The whole reason why I put my hand on the plate is that no snakes should come. And look at you, Mr. Sneaky Guy. You somehow found your way in and clearly didn't help me out at all. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about Giloy. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.